Hey, everybody. hopefully there aren't fucked up volume problems. We're back to a weird several-way splitter setup because hot stuff's in town.
Because of echo.
Because of echo?
Yeah, I think you're echoing.
Am I echoing? Oh, hey, now there's feedback. Great.
An auspicious start.
Yeah, no, this is awesome. Anyway, so yeah, we're here. It's me, Jake, and Hot Stuff, and Xenophobe and Riff.
Yeah.
All together? Yeah, I don't know.
Once more, for the second time.
Yeah, and sorry, I didn't realize that KMD had played this. I fucked around and forgot to cue a song up, and so I just had to play the first thing alphabetically in the root directory of the media thing on here, and it was 003, Olivia Newton-John and the Electric Light Orchestra. Xanadu.
You wouldn't think that
Xanadu would be first in alphabetical order, but no. It's because they all start with numbers.
003.
Not echoing, but I have the buzz.
Is that from all the beer you've been drinking?
Yeah, I think so. Hot stuff's a little low, but I don't think that there's anything we can do about it. Well, we really need to let Amp spend a couple hundred of our dollars on a soundboard that we can all...
This microphone seems to not like to pick up sound.
It seems to be indicative of a major...
You sure it's a microphone? Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure it isn't nothing? You're right. We're actually just only hearing hot stuff from our own microphones that are across the room.
That would be sad.
But I don't want the freestanding like radio station condenser mics.
Yeah.
Amp uses. Yeah, because I like the headset too. But having something where we could independently adjust the levels of each of our mics.
Yeah.
Just a mixing board.
And some, just a mixing board that...
Get one of those ourselves?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
It's just weird because mixing boards are never designed to take a bunch of,
inputs.
Headphone jack inputs and have a headphone jack output into, like, the mic jack of a computer, right? Like, it's...
But you could, it's just because of the plug size, right? That you could just get
a
mini
whole
plug
bunch
to
of converters. I mean, anyway.
Maybe, like, a stricter Radio Shack and... $30 might solve our problems.
That's true. KMD says, please, a mixer. They are cheap. Use that solid gold Lexus money. Look, it's not a solid gold Lexus.
It's solid platinum.
Hot Stuff is trying to kill my Lexus. they went out in it last night, and he left the fucking door open in the garage. And so this morning, the battery was dead, so we had to jumpstart the Lexus before we could go to Target. I'm trying real hard to get some kind of cold.
What, why are you trying to get a cold?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm actually trying real hard not to get some kind of cold. But
why did you say that you're trying real hard to get a cold?
I'm trying to get a cold. A cold is trying to get me, I guess, and it's like Soviet
Russia.
So
you were in Soviet Russia for a minute.
Yeah,
I was for just a minute.
Yeah. Let's see. DVMA Prezal says, both Flaming and Naughty items have a chat effect and a shirt. Wouldn't it make sense to go back and slightly rework Ice items to have a chat effect and a shirt? Ice, baby. No, not really. We already went back and reworked them once, and the Ice items predated the introduction of shirts into the game, I think. Or maybe they didn't, but they predated us putting shirts into the Burglet items, and I don't think that it's really... I don't know. It wouldn't hurt anything to do that, but I don't... what I don't want to do, I guess, is set a precedent where we're required to go back in time and make Mr. Store items equally good. I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm being kind of quiet. I'm trying to fix a bug wherein people with stupid amounts of MMG activity can't see their fed archives.
Huh.
I think it's another one of those flush buffer things.
Yeah.
I'm working with a user right now who has 14,000 in this Fortnite.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In this Fortnite?
In this Fortnite.
Wow.
Because the detail blogs only go back 2 weeks before they get summed and destroyed. So, yeah. 14,000 this Fortnite. I wonder if I should paginate this shit. I don't know how to do that. Oh, wow.
That's a lot of...
Pagination is for pussies.
Your mom's a paginated pussy.
Flush. We need to come up with a better game for those people to play than the MMG.
The thing is, they wouldn't want... It's the instantaneity of it.
Yeah. It's the instant gratification and or suffering that gets people off, I guess.
I really believe that the new PvP model is the way to go. Give us basically an opportunity for people to complain about balance.
I think that's a good idea. We were just talking about balance, too.
We were. We were discussing the revelations of the latest World of Warcraft patch notes. All prepared to post Cookie Monster into the forums.
What?
I don't know.
That picture that
yeah,
I
some nasty art Cookie Monster that you're supposed to post in the forums whenever somebody complains about a class being overpowered.
It has a caption that says, "That's great, want a cookie."
I am the DM of KOL, which, no you're not. It says, on the subject of ultra-rares, are the ultra-rares discovered the only ones out there, or are there more, or will you not tell us? No, there are at least 9 or 10 undiscovered ultra-rares.
That reminds me of the time that a friend of mine asked where I was going, and I said, "Oh, I'm flying out to Arizona." He's like, "Are you staying at your dungeon master's house?" I was like, "Yes." People have very little understanding of what my life is filled with, I think.
What?
That's Gun Guydruff says. That Sun Guydruff. That's Gun. You ever consider expanding our alphabet? A, D, G, N, W is great, but what about H? I mean, we could make Arnold Rimmer helmets. Oh, the implications. I don't know what that means. Do any of you know what that means?
No.
Arnold Rimmer is the character in Red Dwarf that has an H on his forehead.
I see. Why does he have an H on his forehead?
Because he's a hologram.
I see. Texmurf says, stainless / plexi / brimstone outfits. You know you want to roll them. Oh, wait. I think we read this last time. Yeah, I know. I just need to make the tattoos and have hot stuff animate them. Vidalia says, the new speed arrows in inventory are neat. Can you make them go the other direction, too? Yeah, what I kind of would like is without any visual change, if clicking on the word hat took you down to the hat
section. Yeah, the reason why I didn't do that was because that things like offhands and accessory slots and shirts don't have a link.
Yeah, and I feel like it's entirely okay. Like, I feel like, for the most part, people that are going to use those links are people who already have something in that slot anyway, so it can just not show up. When it does show up, it's a link.
That was the reason why I didn't.
Yeah, no, I know. Eorb says, just sold my 360 for a Wii, and I love it. I think you got screwed. My 360 costs like 4 times as much as the Wii.
But lasts like a tenth as long before it busts.
Yeah, have you ever red ringed yet?
It has not. I thought that it had. I was like, well, fuck. And as I went to look up the, you know, RMA procedure or whatever, I was like, now wait a minute. I'm going to look this up and see what that actually means. And I looked it up, and it was like, video cable disconnected. Yeah. So I looked in the back, and sure enough, the cat had pulled the video cable out of it. And I was like, oh, hey, yay, my Xbox isn't broken.
Yet.
Glebe says, can Dr. Awkward give you a special boss message when you fumble because of his hidden ability? No, because it's not... It can't really tell when you fumble because of his hidden ability. I suppose Dr. Awkward could just give you a special boss message when you fumble.
Yeah.
He could just say, ke-ke-ke, or whatever, you
know. It'd have to be like, ke-ke-ke, ek-ek-ek.
Right, ke-ke-ke, ek-ek, yeah. No Hurt Me says, do you guys actually have any sort of priority list, or do you just work on whatever people happen to be complaining about most of the time?
Yes!
No.
We work on whatever happens to interest us at the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's because people have been complaining about it, and
sometimes people complaining
about
stuff will prompt discussion here internally that gets us interested about something.
Yeah.
Giga Shadow Fafafa says, abandon Firefox and switch to Opera. Join us.
Yeah. I keep meaning to download Opera and actually make sure that things that I develop, you know, that would be browser compatible or working in Opera.
Safari.
I should probably try Safari again, but...
Try Safari again.
The early versions of it didn't work well or annoyed me for some reason, and I've never gone back.
There's a sort of extension to Safari called Saft, S-A-F-T, that I highly recommend.
What does that do?
It's a bunch of very small changes to the way that Safari works that for me make it 10 times better than any other browser.
Sounds like
that I've used.
Shut up.
I like my Grease Monkey.
Grease Monkey is interesting.
Yeah. By the way, I made a discovery that most of you probably already know, but just in case there's a few of you who aren't listening, if you are running Firefox, get NoScript. Do it now.
NoScript. What is that?
It blocks all JavaScript on all web pages by default and allows you to selectively re-enable them, which is double plus good. It also works on Flash ads, which is the main reason why I got it in the first place.
Snot says, can we have a milkshake that also consumes a random player's milkshake when you drink it? The yellow note's claiming, name, drank your milkshake up, would be wonderful. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I suppose one could search El Internardo, which is the,
Is that like Leonardo?
Yeah, no. Internardo is Spanish for internet. Yeah, there's a lot of, maybe this is one of those memes that the kids are talking about these days. Subbot says, when you click the last adventure link in the char pane while doing the junkyard side quest, it doesn't include the subsnar flat equals N thing. Does that affect which subzone you're in? It shouldn't. It will default to the last one that you were in. If you log off and log back on, and click last adventure, it will probably end up defaulting you to subzone 1. Subzones were not a good idea. Just like to go on record as saying that that way of doing things was dumb.
I didn't think of it.
I know. The thing is, it
could have in theory saved us a bunch of work.
It could have in theory saved us a bunch of work, but it in practice added a bunch of work, and there is absolutely no reason why we couldn't have just done like 4 separate zones and then had we already had complicated conditionals in the ones that require subzones. So just, you know what, these zones have the same goddamn monsters in them with different, although you know what though, the problem with that, actually no, here's the reason I didn't do it this way. One, the conditional is a function of the monster. It is not a function of the monster and the zone, which
right.
Realistically it probably should be. We should be able to have the same monster in 2 different zones with 2 different conditionals. But as it stands now, we cannot.
Does the conditional not have access to the zone?
It does.
It does.
It does. So you're right. We could. We could do it. Yeah.
Or there could just be multiple copies of a monster, which I'm sure would make everybody happy.
We do. Yeah, I mean that's how it used to be done, right?
That's how the way the astronomers used to work. Like what, like the in the crypt, like the different nooks, there used to be like multiple copies of the same small monster, and then the boss monster would be like just only one row,
just to affect
the probability distribution. But then that gets all fucked up by the queue,
yeah.
Right?
Because and in ways that I don't understand at all. And in ways that I don't know that it's possible to model in any way other than, or for me at least, in any way other than just running a simulation, which I don't want to do most of the time. The Giver says, can you make a way of players to make bots via normal game interface? Be awesome, just to make a mall bot link in the mall.
Everybody's doing it! No, really!
Di Vernon says, if somebody submits a custom title and accidentally hits, say, a plus in addition to the enter key to submit the form, can it be stripped out if people ask for it to be modified? If there are obvious typos, like I would say if an otherwise normal title submission has a plus at the end of it or like ends with a single quote out of place, I would reject it and say, are you sure you want that quote?
Yeah,
there?
In practice, most of the people who have been approving titles have been doing that.
Yeah.
And so I've been and the ones that I've seen have rejected them, like, did you mean this where the typo is pointed out? Let me give you another chance at that.
Yeah, and if they submit it again with the same error, then we'll let it through. And but that is a kind of a flawed system, but yeah. The thing is, I don't want to say, oh, by the way, you know, drop us a line if you need us to modify your title, because that's
that's
a
real can of worms.
Yeah, so basically, there is a small safety net, but that's pretty much all you get, is what I would say. You know,
people in that thread are suggesting we not let people change their titles when somebody gives you one for a certain amount of time, so that the griefing vector will work a little more better.
You have to notice that your titles have been changed.
If you're
that's not exactly difficult.
Yeah, if you're in chat, it sends you a notification and it automatically refreshes your character pane, so you can see the new title.
If you're clever, you could maybe just change it one letter at a time.
That one took a few seconds to sink in. Yeah.
Wouldn't cost too much. let's see. Grethko says, hey, Hobo Wars, the browser game, not the browser game, just got larger and better, including the addition of gangs, pet rats, and food. And no, I didn't actually look at it. I just got an email saying so. I get an email every once in a while saying, Hobo Wars misses you, and then I go back and try and play it, and I'm like, it was not mutual. Like, I really wanted that game to be cool, but there are like 500 links that you can click on to go different places, and none of them do anything. That is my impression of that game. It's not like it's like Teyard made more sense than Hobo Wars.
Wow.
Even though it didn't have nearly the content, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know if Hobo Wars has content or not, because I can't fucking find anything. Because, like, it's weird. Stuff that for years have just been links of lists of text links. Like, you know, you guys obviously have artists. Like, you can tell them to get their asses in gear and draw some fucking buildings for me to click on, you know? Like, yeah, anyway. Hogula says, in case you weren't reading dev, how about some syntax for a trimmable the in custom titles? So, like, I could have submitted my title as %T, level percent %L, mad scientist. And in a who is, it would be Hogulus, level 21 mad scientist. And in my profile, it would show up as level 21 mad scientist. That might not be a bad idea. Putinesca says, you could add new plus-minus combat effects that work as an alternative to other existing modifiers. For example, a familiar that gives you a fresh scent or a buff that gives the same effect as monster bait. Using two equivalent items would not add extra plus combat, but there would be more ways to get the same effect. One of those would eventually be the easiest or cheapest way, and so it'd be equivalent to there only being one option, you know? Although I don't think I actually believe the point that I just made. That's still my answer. Shop Troll says, this is over a year and a half late, but how come I can't upgrade tomatoes or grapes in the still? It'd be nice to have a Bloody Mary equivalent for superhuman cocktail crafting, or more potion options.
What would they upgrade it to?
Square grapes. Why did we put in the square grapes? What was that part of?
I don't remember.
It was the three boxed wine. Yeah, okay, right. It was the cactus fruit cocktail crafts into three bottles of tequila.
Square grapes.
And we did something that cocktail crafted into three bottles of rum. Didn't we? Or did we?
Was it sugar cane?
Sugar cane, yeah.
Yeah. Where does sugar cane come from?
I don't remember.
Fairies.
That's sugar plums.
No, right.
A sugar pimp uses it.
A sugar daddy.
Yeah. Quisalas says, could you put a link, like the equip/use links in the inventory that lets you open gift boxes from the messages screen? No, because that's not how gift boxes work. If player A sends you a plain brown wrapper, and then player B sends you a plain brown wrapper, clicking on the use link in the message from player B would actually be opening player A's package that they sent you, so that's no good.
There's actually a sugar pimp joke in the item description for brown sugar cane.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, we are nothing if not predictable.
We are nothing.
Ashelon says, hey guys, I love the way you can have the drop-down menu for placing items on shelves for the display case. Yeah, that was definitely not born of frustrating necessity. That was a decision that we made. any chance we could have something to slide shelves up and down?
We could develop an entire drag-and-drop interface for shelves.
Yeah, that would be...
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And definitely worth spending the development time on. I don't know what would be involved in sliding shelves up and down. Actually, I know that I've never wanted to make it possible. Anyway, Blizzbub says, if you change the mail item delivery system so that you have to click on the item to collect it, one for one or message per message, you'd have a lot of if you have a lot of deliveries to collect, it could be a major pain in the ass. So I suggest that under such a system, you enable the player to select the items to pull from the messages, similar to pulling things from closet, hanks, or display case. Yeah.
We would definitely interface that as best we could, I think.
Yeah.
All of us play World of Warcraft, and all of us know how that works and know how much of a pain in the ass it is.
Is there a way to get all the items in your mailbox?
Not without add-ons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but add-ons make sure.
Yeah, yeah, but it's got the select all in the mailbox now.
It does
just
it?
Yes.
That's a mod.
No, I don't.
You're running CT mod.
No, I am running CT mod, but I don't think I've got the mailbox stuff turned on.
It's in the core.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
So, at
least if I were designing it, I would probably try to do something like that. But, you know.
No wonder it doesn't work very well.
I'm telling you, man, get the bulk mail and bulk mail to inbox add-ons for doing that in World of Warcraft.
You guys and all your goddamn add-ons. What's wrong with playing the game via the native UI?
I stepped up to the next level of WoW geekery last night and learned how to do macros.
Yeah, for what?
They're awesome.
I've got one that I like added auto attack to Mangle so that if I haven't got enough energy to do Mangle, it doesn't mean that I don't attack. And things like that.
Yeah. Macros are fun in World of Warcraft.
Did you do the shift out of farm?
I actually slightly changed my talents so that I could do that.
Oh, you didn't
have
what?
I didn't originally have the free energy talent.
Oh, yeah, but you don't have to have that.
Yeah. He's talking about the one where you shift out of form, drink a potion, and then shift back into form.
Oh, I do have one of those as well. I also made one that... changes into bear form and then does bash and then changes back into cat form, although you have to click it 3 times for it.
So it changes into bear form, has a bunch of anonymous gay sex with sailors. And
exactly.
Then,
exactly.
And goes back to otaku dressed as a cat. Yeah.
The visual
that sounds
for
like
it
World
is
of
really
Warcraft
entertaining.
Bear form. Amanda Carrick says, ETA on the mixing/baking/smithing revamp, a.k.a. having them not semi-abandoned with one link back to the inventory.
What?
Just that somebody had...
As like a little pop-up?
No, somebody had asked for a, links to the other crafting menus from the crafting menus. Just links at the top, like in inventory.
Are those still separate scripts, or did we make them into one script?
Yeah. They are still separate scripts. There are certain things that are handled differently in some of them, so it has never been trivial to make them the same. That's one of those things that it might be worth just rewriting them from scratch rather than
trying to... I'm saying they all use the same table now.
That is true. They do all use the same table, yeah.
Yeah, for a year or more.
Russer Butter says, any progress on making the junkyard rewards zappable? Keep getting the same reward over and over again without getting all three. Yeah, I could see doing that.
Yeah, I could... Yeah, that seems
makes the hippie side ones zappable into each other, and the frat side ones zappable into each other.
Or
oh, are there different ones per side?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, because everything in the battlefield ostensibly rewards you for completing it in the most difficult possible way.
Right.
Okay. So.
I mean, that's our goal, really, is to reward you for playing the game in the most difficult.
Yeah. The less fun you have, the more gameplay advantages.
And if you're not using Grease Monkey, you get 5 extra trophies.
I didn't even read that thread.
If you
I was
I don't
amazed.
Even know what thread you're talking about.
There was a thread that was like, should we reward players that don't use scripts or automation?
Yeah.
And I saw it get up to like 2 or 3 pages, and I was like, yeah. not going to read that.
Have you been reading the hilarious item thread?
No.
You should read that. I actually posted in it a couple of times, commenting, and people replied with their thoughts and so forth.
With the thread about reintroducing?
About what to do with the new ones, and about the possibility of reintroducing, and about gift items in general, and there's some good discussion going on.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I haven't taken a look at that since... I guess I read it yesterday. When is the... Maybe it was the day before yesterday.
If you didn't see my posts in it, then it hasn't been...
I saw yesterday. One post of yours.
Okay.
And I actually thought it was...
I've posted again since then.
You guys use those fucking Phoenix Wright.
Yeah. Yeah, the one spitting the coffee out is me.
Yeah. I'm the angry old man with the taser. The one with the don't tase me, bro. I didn't realize that was from Phoenix.
Right.
Very confused.
Shop Troll says, it's a shame you guys didn't go to GDC this year. I heard there was a really good debate over the different subscription plans for MMOs, microtransaction supported versus subscriptions. If you guys think Forum Wars is great, wait till you read about Web Wars.
I don't get it.
Is that a new game?
I don't know.
Because I came up with that idea independently just the other day.
Oh, really?
No, I was talking to Jake about it. I was like, wouldn't it be interesting if you took the sort of metagame idea and extended it to, like, a portal site, right? Like, if you were to hack congregate.com.
I just can't get behind.
And all the mini games would be playing all these separate little games, you know?
I can understand the desire to sort of anthropomorphize the internet and... The you know, the sort of activities that antisocial people on the internet engage in, but I can't really find entertainment in actively anthropomorphizing.
Well, what do you mean by anthropomorphizing?
Well, you know,
pretending that other people on the internet are actually people.
I guess that's a bad word to use, wasn't it? I'm just like the whole. I haven't tried Forum Wars because the idea just does not sound at all fun. It's like the sort of thing that a person does. In real life,
well, it's like a cloak and dagger style approach to griefing or whatever. It's
griefing
it's
on purpose
idea.
As the main vector of the game. Griefing has never been it's not supposed to be the main vector of a game.
Yeah,
griefing.
like to make a PVE griefing setup is.
What are
that,
you talking about?
But the thing is, I like Forum
Hours running around the beach in Grand Theft Auto beating people with bats.
That's not griefing, though. That's
if you did it in real life, it'd be griefing.
True.
So, Web Wars is apparently a web MMO being developed that's either themed after... Let's see. No, it's completely independent of EVE Online, but it borrows from the EVE Online universe, which I'm guessing means that gameplay is going to be incredibly boring and bewildering.
And will consist of mostly mining.
Yeah, mining, mining and waiting until you can mine something else, or buying a ship and
Does
being
your
told,
have a cooldown?
Why don't you leave for 4 hours so you can learn how to fly this ship? And I'm like,
actually, I never played.
Why don't you go fuck yourself? And by the way, you can't have any more money. Like,
people like the games. So there must be
some people do. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I wonder how many people play EVE Online compared to like playing KOL. You know, like
I don't really know. All I know.
Thor the
EVE
Mighty
Online
played EVE for a while. I
yeah.
Think.
The only thing I know about EVE Online is that there's a lot of mining, and that one time that those one people totally killed that other ship, that was worth lots of life.
Yeah, it's...
And that's pretty much, I think, the sum of the experience that pretty much anyone knows about EVE
Online. It's like, I could see Thor the Mighty getting into it, because he was really big into like, you know, like raiding guilds in World of Warcraft. Like, you know, he can deal with the...
drama.
I don't know that.
Drama's a bit.
He's into drama, right? Like, so it's... I think that in EVE would be a really fun game if I was playing and I was like, oh, you know, like, hey, any corporations out there want to help a newbie get his bearings, and then I would find some corporation that was helpful, and then I would, you know, demonstrate myself to be somebody who's good at learning things and funny and articulate, and I would, you know, could probably spend a lot of time making my way up into the ranks of of, you know, some giant group of players until I could actually do something fun and interesting, but I don't want to. You know, I don't want... I would not play a, like, how to get laid in high school MMO. You know, like, that was...
A lot of people would,
I mean...
There's all kinds of, like, dating sims.
Sure. Not MMOs, though. I don't know. Maybe there are. Dating sim MMOs. But you know, what I'm saying
life.
Is... I don't want to...
Yeah.
I don't want to have to...
There's the answer. It's Second Life.
That's the answer to everything.
Yeah, you if you AFK with your genitals still equipped, is it rape?
It is if you're a man.
Yeah, by the way, the answer is no! No, it is not!
I do like the idea that you can equip and unequip your genitals. That's a multitude of people.
I would have gotten so much more work done in my early 20s if I could have just done, you know what, like, I don't need you for a couple of years. You're really not doing me any good now, so,
Put it in the fridge.
Yeah. I'll see you when I can afford kids.
Like, put it in the fridge with your there
was
rock
that graph in the Cryptonomicon of, like, time since last intercourse and productivity, and as time since last intercourse, like, increased, productivity decreased.
So
there was, like, a sweet spot of every, like, 2 weeks or something like that or something.
Forum Wars is interesting to me from a just a game design standpoint. And not the content,
that's kind of why I want keep meaning to play it.
Yeah, Mr. Mag was really frustrated by the character creation process. I read an interview with the guy, and he said that they lose a lot of people in that process because there's, like, this sort of joke, right? You don't go to, like, create a character and pick your account name and pick a class and everything. And I think they felt like the way that the account creation process works in a lot of online games is really bewildering. And I have to agree, you know, that in a lot of cases, when you sign up for a web game, you're signing up for some Portal account, and you have no idea if that's going to be the name that appears in-game or not, right? And there's not really any standard for that. But so they wanted something... They wanted to get you into the action right away, is what he says. So you sort of, like... You know, you go in and there's this little intro about, you know, doing certain things, and you're playing the game, and you answer some questions to see what class you are. And it always just says that you're, like, a retard. And you say, no, I'm not a retard. And they're like, no, yes, you are. And they tracked it, and they found that a lot of people were quitting at that point. So then they put a note in that's like, don't worry, you'll get to pick your real class later. Which in my mind kind of ruins the joke, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's sort of the difference between preserving the insularity of, you know, the in-joke and being accessible to new players.
And, you know, I mean, the thing is, accessibility to new players is a problem that you only really need to solve once, as long as you're okay with word of mouth being the primary means of spread, right? Like, you know, somebody who doesn't know anything at all about your game is going to come in and leave. That's okay as long as you've got enough people telling their friends. You know, you're still going to get some growth. But
although those people are also going to tell their friends, yeah, that's that retarded.
I couldn't figure out how to play it. Yeah. Yeah. Although, you know, what does telling somebody that do? In my mind, if somebody tells me, yeah, there's this game, but it was too complicated, I'm probably going to go look at it so that I can demonstrate that I'm smarter than that guy. Like that.
Also, the front page of Forum Wars looks like Yahoo, so that's bad.
The first game screen looks like Google.
Yeah. But the gameplay is interesting, right? Very limited number of turns, but a lot going on in a turn. It's like you get, you know, the equivalent of 4 adventures a day, but each adventure is you go into a place where you have to beat a series of fights that you can't leave or buy any healing items or you know, do anything with your resources. So it's like, you know, you go in there and then it's like, all right, which one of my several goals do I want to accomplish? Which ones can I safely accomplish? If I try and do this, am I going to fuck myself by running out of health or mana? You know, like it's...
You have health and mana in Forum Wars?
You have ego. Everybody has ego, and then trolls have douchebaggery, which is like mana.
Yeah.
Emo kids have tears, and
that makes sense.
Cam whores have sexiness. which you recover by putting on makeup.
That makes sense.
For a hair removal product.
I guess my reluctance to play Four Morphs is also sort of born out of my general distaste of ironic things in the internet, like where people try to be ironic on purpose.
As opposed to accidental irony.
Yeah, it's not particularly pretentious.
That whole like typing ZOMG to me is just completely and utterly stupid. Because it's and a lot of people make that nervous laugh and are just like, no, it's funny, and I, you know, fine, but I think it's pretty stupid.
Well, I don't think it's funny to type it. I think it's funny to periodically say "zomg" in real. I know, and you hit me every time I sing that awesome song. Yeah.
I think that's just probably just my disconnect from the rest of the world. I don't know that
you can really categorize the rest of the world as something that thinks that Zomg is funny. You know,
it's really the
internet.
Everyone else on the goddamn internet thinks it's funny. Oh well,
it depends on how it's used, I guess.
This is one of the reasons why I rarely trust my own judgment whenever I'm talking about things in the game. Because I feel like that I don't think the way other people do, that I'm a special and goddamn unique flower.
Changling Bob says, regarding oyster eggs, you could have tiers of eggs, and the best tier of eggs can be randomized into zones XYZ, tier 2 and ABC, etc., and then randomized within that setup each oyster. That's not a bad idea.
That's kind of the process by which they're placed.
Yeah, when you do it manually, but we've been meaning to... The nice thing about...
I thought the point was kind of to not have to actually ever think about it again.
Yeah.
So that would not prevent that problem in the sense that
we'd
still have to categorize.
We'd have to categorize zones. New zones as being optimal
or
unoptimal, you know, whatever. But I think the odds of us adding another
kind of egg.
Unoptimal. No, the odds of us adding another I don't know. Yeah, forget it. Forget what I was about to say. It really doesn't make any sense. But
optimize the zone.
I was gonna say the odds of us putting in another zone that was like super awesome and the be all end all for any given thing is fairly unlikely because we tend to think about stuff like that now. But I say that and then have plans to immediately make myself wrong about that in whatever individual way.
The moral of the story is that anything we say is pretty much unreliable.
Mutable.
Bullshit. NovaKnight21 says, how come teetotalers and oxygenarians get special adventures at Bonnie's Bar, but boostafarians don't? Shouldn't we get some bonus recognition for shouldn't we get some sort of bonus recognition there for only drinking? Yeah, I mean,
you guys get special adventures at the cafeteria. at the oxygen bar.
He's talking about boosterfarians. Oh, right. I gotcha.
You see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever been to an oxygen bar?
No.
That sounds... Never mind, go ahead.
You get a gas mask and you get, like, flavored oxygen.
Yeah. I'm just curious what these...
So it's like a hookah bar, except without the tobacco?
Or something? I don't know.
I've never
it's like a
one.
Hookah bar, except without the point or enjoyment.
Beyond my understanding.
I mean, sounds like the kind of thing that you can only find in California.
I think they have them in New York.
I guess that makes sense too,
because that's
there can be
the air quality is
New York.
Questionable.
So, spending 15 minutes in an enclosed space and breathing pure oxygen would somehow counteract your years of breathing smog-laden filth.
No, it fixes it. Yeah.
And also years of smoking.
It's not. Maybe it's one of those things coffee undoes the liver damage done by drinking. It does.
Doesn't it? How does that work?
Every cup of coffee cancels out 1,000 beers worth of liver damage. No, it is something like one cup of coffee prevents the damage afforded by one.
But it's like
alcoholic
beverage within a single day, right? It's
well,
not,
I mean,
no, it's retroactive not, since well, before you were born.
Like you can't store up, you know, positive coffee.
No, but I mean, people. But the thing is, people tend to drink
coffee in the morning.
Coffee in the morning and alcohol. And, yeah, so I mean, it's you know.
That sounds dubious to me.
It was science, man. What happens?
Is that is it Kahlua? One of those studies that proves something?
Wait, is Kahlua just like impossible? It just doesn't have any impact on your body whatsoever.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Coffee with Kahlua. I don't know that Kahlua actually has any coffee in it.
I was just isn't my coffee flavored.
Yeah, but Bacos are bacon flavored.
Have you seen the new bacon salt?
I had some at Merle's house.
What is it? Did it work?
Does it work? mean, does it transform anything that you eat into
it,
bacon?
The claim is that it makes anything that you put it on taste like bacon.
And it's like nutritionally like inert.
Yeah, neutral.
Yeah. It's just nothing. It makes everything taste like Bacos. It's too salty. That's the problem. Like if you put enough of it on something to make it taste like bacon, salty. You've made it taste like incredibly salty bacon. Huh. Of course, I just ate some of it, so I don't know. Like I.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, so maybe just eating some salt. I mean, the salt was more overpowering than the bacon.
Oh, really?
Flavor. Yeah.
Well, that's depressing. Maybe they'll just make a bacon spray.
Yeah. I can't believe it's not bacon.
You just spray a strip of bacon out onto the frying pan, like those pancakes in a can that they've got now.
Really?
Yeah.
I know about that.
It's like a can, like a. Easy cheese can. Yeah, you just and spray pancake batter directly into the frying pan.
It can't be very good, though.
Apparently, they're not bad.
I mean,
pancake batter is a pretty simple stuff.
Which is why I'm wondering why you would need to like buy it pre-made.
Well, to make it even simpler.
Yeah, there is no end to the marketability of making things simple. People will buy them if they think they don't.
The microwavable single-serving soup that fits in your cup holder.
Yeah.
It really astonishes me that they can get away with those fucking, like, giant hard plastic single-serving Cheeto cup things. Like, is it just that they're recyclable that makes that okay? Because, like, McDonald's...
Recycling plastic is kind of bogus, though.
Right, yeah. Which, I don't understand how McDonald's basically had to stop giving you hamburgers in styrofoam containers when we were kids because, oh man, the environmental impact. But everything is just moving to more and more wasteful plastic packaging now.
Because it's super, super cheap.
But nobody's complaining about it. I'm sure that McDonald's used styrofoam because it was cheaper than cardboard.
We went to the grocery store today, and they had individually plastic wrapped all of their eggplants and all of their produce was individually plastic wrapped.
I think the argument is that it can be recycled, unlike styrofoam, which pretty much.
What grocery store did you go to?
Russian DC.
Oh yeah, well that's specifically for yeah.
It's pretty much what they do. Eggplants. Individually plastic wrap everything.
But it wasn't even like the like plastic sealed like vacuum sealed. It was just a loose bag, loose plastic bag with.
Well, that's the easy.
I guess.
Was it in a blister pack? Is everything?
I mean, okay, but Fresh and Easy in general, like if you buy something prepackaged from Fresh and Easy, it will be like a couple of squash. That have already been cleaned and the ends.
Yeah, I think everything had already been
that kind of thing, right? So I mean, that's like the
sort of keep it from going bad almost immediately. Yeah. Right. But the thing is, I think with plastic is the fact that it can be recycled. Whether or not it's actually beneficial to recycle plastic is beside the point. The fact that it can be recycled, you know, in whatever manner is
it's
the
like
reason why it's
making it like tires or something.
You really
but isn't styrofoam recyclable?
I don't think it is.
Styrofoam you just have to burn.
Yeah, I think that was the main crux of the whole styrofoam is evil argument, is that there was no way.
They went to a recycling plant and like asked what plastic could be made into.
Yeah.
Well, they went to science and said, is secondhand smoke bad for you? And science was like, nope, sorry. And then you're all like,
but no, my doctor friend has piles and piles of anecdotes.
No, we went to a website that had studies and looked at four or five of them.
Yeah, and all of those studies were funded by the National Association of Cigarette-Hating Fags.
band.
Yeah, McAfee.
The gay anti-smoking lobby. Too powerful. They're like, smoke pole, not tobacco. Smoke pole, not tobacco. And
I see what you did there.
What can you do? What can you do?
And then there's one guy there who completely misses the point with, like, a pipe and a gallon of gasoline.
That, like a pipe? Like a...
Pole, get it? I don't know. I took that too.
There's also a way in which you can smoke tobacco in a device that is also called a pipe, which might lead to some confusion.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, all right, okay. Like a flagpole. Sure, okay. Or a tent pole. We were at Pranksters the other night, and I had said something, and I'm like, God, it just pisses me off that, like, whatever, like, somebody could sue somebody. Okay, it was that, like, restaurants are not allowed to give leftover food to the homeless because of, like, fear of litigation or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's total bullshit. And this random guy on the other side of the outdoor patio area just starts, like, sort of yelling along with our conversation and keeps talking to me. And then he's like, hey, you know those collapsible poles that come with tents? Yeah, I invented those. And I just kind of stared at him for a little while, and then I went back to the conversation I was having with the people I was actually sitting with. He was like, yeah, I was totally lying. I didn't invent those. I am. It's still not working. You still can't come sit with us. Go home.
Why would you choose that of all things?
I don't know.
It's like a,
that reminds me of the janitor from Scrubs. Do any of you...
Yeah. I like that character because they never tell you his name.
Yeah.
Landstuhl says, RuneScape was my first MMO, and now I play it religiously in that I only log on for holiday content, which sometimes isn't too bad once you get around the fact that it's RuneScape. Yeah, I mean...
My little brother loves RuneScape. Yeah. Then again, he's like 15, so...
The cat is attacking my microphone.
Yeah, he's obsessed with the black foam on the ends of microphones, and he's just stalking Hot Stuff's microphones.
It's kind
of weird. For the entire time that the show's been going.
Better keep an eye on that styrofoam. Does anybody else's microphone have it?
Nope.
No. He's eating them all off.
That is.
You can't leave a microphone out here. He will find it.
That is really bizarre.
He's never chewed up anything else in the entire house. That's the only thing that he's tried to, you know, sort of dismantle.
Yes, foam.
And what... So there must be something in foam that he can sense.
Rubber bands. He chews on rubber bands.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't really destroy them so much as he just sort of spreads them out across the house.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need a rubber band,
he's trying to communicate with us is really what's going on here.
I'm sure he is.
He's telling us to stop doing radio shows.
And that if a man does it, it's rape.
Istanbul says, the combat message for using spices seems to have picked up a quote in the beginning. Huh. Apocalypse Throb says, how many times does anyway appear in the game? Can you search that out?
Probably more than... probably the same number of times that the word this is used as the first word of an item description.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I try to avoid that whenever I can, but even whenever I'm doing item descriptions, once in a great blue moon, I find myself doing that. And it bothers me a little bit, but I quickly shrug it off, because I'm not like that.
We should take a little brizzle.
You can go brizzle by yourself. I don't want to see that.
I'm gonna play some.
Play that song that's the first out thing alphabetically.
No, I think I'm gonna play some Tori Amos. I'm not gonna play the depressing Tori Amos though. I'm gonna play the upbeat Tori Amos. Alright, we'll see you guys in like 8 or 9 minutes.
So, Mr. Zebra, can I have your sweater? 'Cause it's cold, cold, cold in my hole, hole, hole. Ratatouille, stricken nine. Sometimes she does run your mind with a gigantic whirlpool that will blow your mind. Hello, Mr. Zebra, ran into some confusion with the Mrs. watching on. She thinks she's guys of you. I'm a rush of lights in a boat to blow your mind. Figure it out, she's a good dog, but she got a little fun to buy for money. Pull me tight, figure it out, she's a good dog, but I want to wear the burial spree. What shall she say? Blood roses, blood roses, but don't straight up. Blood roses, blood roses, but don't straight up. Can't forget the things you never said. On days like these, stop me thinking. Chickens get a taste, your meat gives. Chickens get a taste, your meat, yes. You gave him your blood and you warmed it down. He likes killing you after you've done. You think hanging. as I run, and then I run from him, and then I run. He didn't see me watching from the aeroplane. He wiped a tear, and then he threw away our apple seed. Night's gone out, stop me from the hotel.
That was some Tori Amos.
There are many Tori Amoses like it, but this one is mine.
Yeah.
I hear she's a pretty famous Amos.
I hear she can't read.
Did you hear that from that hobo? Said it, that he invented tent poles.
He wasn't a hobo. He was
Oh, I thought you were talking about a hobo.
No, he was just—he was some guy drinking at Pranksters.
You had prefaced that story with discussion of giving food to hobos or something. Like that.
Oh yeah, no, because there was it was a conversation. It was like I had ordered some food and only eaten like half of it because it was way too salty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just to bring things full circle.
Did it also taste like bacon?
It did not. It tasted like chicken. Because it was anything. another fan says, also, bought the Castlevania double pack for €20. First time I tried a Castlevania game. Playing Harmony of Dissonance. Was this a good Castlevania to start with? I heard they only got Metroid-y after 2001. That is...
I don't remember that one.
shit, sorry. I believe that they got Metroid-y with Symphony of the Night, which right. I think was like 96.
Yeah.
I mean, so is Metroid-y good or is Metroid bad?
No, no. Metroid-y is where Castlevania figured out how to be a fucking game.
I see. Because I liked the very early Castlevania Nintendo game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, sure.
They were just different games.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, I mean, you know, I liked Ninja Gaiden on the Nintendo. I liked Super Mario Brothers, you know, but like.
Is Ninja Gaiden the one where you would, like, jump through the treetops?
That was Legend of Cage.
Legend of Cage. That was bizarrely fun. I don't exactly
remember. Yeah, it was fun because you were, like, flying all over the place. The gameplay actually kind of sucked.
Yeah.
It was really hard, and, like, the controls were really mushy, and you had shurikens that didn't do anything.
I don't remember it very much, but I remember enjoying the idea of flying through treetops.
I don't know. I don't remember what Harmony of Dissonance is. Let me look. They have made a number of... Let's see, it was for the Game Boy Advance. So, yeah, it is one of the Metroid-y ones. I do not believe that I have actually played through it.
I played it, so I couldn't say.
Circle of the Moon was not very good, as I recall. Yeah, okay. Harmony of Dissonance and Aria of Sorrow were in the double pack. Yeah, it's Aria of Sorrow was definitely very good. The DS is where they really, really start to shine.
Yeah.
Can't
you play the GBA games on the DS?
You can play the GBA games on the
DS. Does that make them better?
No. The thing that makes them better, the thing that makes the DS games just immeasurably better is having the map on another screen while you're playing. As opposed to having to switch to the map and have to switch to the status screen to, like, equip stuff or use items or whatever. Like, being able to have the top screen just switching back and forth between the map and the status screen is just, from a usability standpoint, it's just...
Was the DS the first system to come out with two separate screens?
Yeah. I think so.
I believe so.
Unless there was some, you know, unless it was like, no, the Super Jaguar F220 that only 40 people bought.
It was the first mainstream console to really be effective. Well,
I remember being dubious about it when I saw it. I was like, why do you need that second screen?
See, I remember immediately thinking about Castlevania games and how it'd be awesome if there was a map up there.
to its credit, or I guess not to its credit, but, you know, sort of against... There have been a lot of games that have very poorly used that mechanic.
Yeah,
it's the same thing as the Wii and Wagland, you know? And then there are other games that just, you know, that work really well.
Mm. Enter the Wumpa says, Penny Arcade just linked to that Garfield minus Garfield site you guys were talking about a few days ago. Yeah, I know, I saw it. It's weird, man.
I love those things.
The winds of the internet are a strange, strange climate system. It's,
Is it recent, but like really recent, or has it been around for a while?
The Garfield comics without Garfield have been around for a couple months.
Yeah, it looked like there were like a few weeks of blog posts at the very least.
Yeah. And it actually does make the comic a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more interesting. It's just like, you know, it's like, wow, this is really sad, you know, a lot of the time. And I never thought that about
Garfield. Yeah, it's sort of the Psycho John thing.
Like, I always thought it was really shitty and really not funny, but
it is shitty and not funny. Yeah. But
and the only TV show that it could be on would be the not funny Diarrhea Club. Fuckface. You guys need to see Shakes the Clown, because
is that a Shakes the Clown reference?
Yep, it is. It is. Somebody's talking about how, you know, you don't deserve that TV show that you got because the clown got a TV show, so the other clowns are jealous. He says, yeah, well, and then what I said. There's all the clowns sitting around doing coke, and this guy walks in, and one of the clowns says, you didn't see nothing, old man. Just four happy clowns sitting around enjoying a plate of beef. White, powdery beef. It's just a great movie. It's a great movie, and I don't understand why everyone doesn't own the DVD.
Well, in my defense, I don't know any DVDs.
Yeah, well, sure. And bonus trivia, the scene where Bob Goldthwait is like, Bob Goldthwait's clown character is like throwing up from the DTs, he actually stopped drinking to induce the DTs to film that scene. It is actually Bob Goldthwait throwing up from alcohol withdrawal in a car dressed in clown makeup. Yeah. At least that's what I heard. Maybe it's apocryphal, but...
Is that, like, the same mechanic as Indiana Jones shooting the guy because he had diarrhea? I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's true, though. I think they rewrote the scene because he couldn't handle the whip fight.
What?
And he also had diarrhea, which is why he said, I know, when Princess Leia said, I love you. He didn't have time to say, I love you, too, because he had to shit. He was like, sorry, George, got diarrhea, have to shorten this.
Is that why Han shot first?
Yeah. Anytime Harrison Ford needed to, you know... Like, that's why the voiceovers on Blade Runner were so bad. He was trying to pretend that he had diarrhea so that they wouldn't make him do the horrible voiceover that ruined the whole movie. So he was like, it was a darkest... Oh, God! let's see. John Blee says, what percentage of active accounts have acquired the olfaction skill? That's a good question. I do not know. Well, let's see.
don't even know where you are in the...
I went down a long way. It is skill 019. Let's see. Alright, count star. Yeah, nothing like some... Oh, well, I've done this before.
Well, man, I know Kung Fu.
Wow, weird. I have performed this exact query, man. Wow. This table must get hit a lot, because this query is taking a long time.
Well, it's also, like, right after all over.
Elric the Stupid says, I just started using my origami kit, and I noticed the riding crop does not give the innuendo shopping effect when equipped in the offhand. Is this a bug? Huh. That's weird.
I will test that out and see if he's telling the truth or if he's listening.
Stone Sheik says, what's up with the override of the crop on the liar's pants? Well, anything. Anything that fires is going to prevent anything else from firing. So I don't think that it actually stops the liar's pants from triggering, or it shouldn't at least. Starwed says, when you crit using Spirit Precipice while wearing a vampire cape, the cape does its damage based on the damage Precipice does to you. Bug or feature? It... Huh. That, I think, is not the case. What is the damage that the vampire cape does based on? Let me look at that code, because now I'm curious. Sorry, still waiting for that query to finish. Oh, I'm also trying to log in as one single letter of my username, because I started typing my username before Putty was open. All right.
I feel like a real SQL programmer now. I was fixing the query that shows the most number of hardcore sections run, and I got to use the coalesce function that made me feel like a real database programmer. That was an amusing anecdote.
What does coalesce do?
You give it arguments, and it picks the first one of the arguments that you put in that isn't null. So what I had to do was, since bad moon runs don't count as regular hardcore ascensions for the purposes of that table, I had to run a query on the player table that was returned number of ascensions run minus all the bad moon runs you've done. And since there's no bad moon runs variable on the player table, I had to do a subquery to sum up all the bad moon runs that you did from the ascension table. And in order to make that subquery work, because if you hadn't done any bad moon ascensions, it would return null, I had to do a coalesce on it. And that made for a very interesting radio.
Huh. I'll be damned. He was right about that spirit precipice thing. All right. That should be fixed now. It was a variable name stomp. I used the variable DMG to calculate the new damage that Spirit Precipice did to you, and the cape uses that variable later, because it is also used to determine the amount of damage that you do to the monster.
So apparently he was right. Offhands do not confer intrinsics.
Huh. We should fix that at a more thoughtful pace, I think, than trying to do it in the middle of the show. Let's see. Hoopity says, hey all, since you guys are working so hard on all this nifty new stuff, I thought I'd give you all an extra day to work on the March item of the month. And remember to look before you leap, or at least use a condom. What?
I guess we do have an extra day, don't we?
Yeah. It would have had to have been done tonight. The item of the month is in testing, and everybody's super excited about it. Cool. Except Hot Stuff, who's asleep.
Yep.
Hot Stuff's not super excited about it. Tatter says, what does the effect get me off this crazy thing from the toy jetpack do?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again?
Absolutely nothing.
Huh.
I just put it in there as a joke, and I figured I might fill it in later.
The jetpack, it does nothing.
That, son, Guydruff says, that's funny, he capitalized the first word of each of his first and last names so that I would pronounce them correctly. Hey, great work on all the new links. But how about a link back to the farm after clearing out an area of dukes? Oh, I see. Wait. I thought there was a link back to the farm after clearing out the area of dukes. Gene Angelfire says, okay, seriously, what the hell is with pulling a disco ball or an accordion out of a sewer grate only inches wide? In fact, how does a damn club get through the gate as well?
It's grate off.
Yeah, it's got, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I mean, how do you get through it when you go there with a clover in the sewer? No one just pull you down.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Tanner said that, what does get me off this crazy thing do like 1,000 for goddamn times? Wow, we have like 40 minutes left, and I'm skipping 90% of the questions. I don't know why I'm skipping 90% of the questions.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Yeah, every time you answer a new question, they have to search for the keyword. And the
fine.
Answer questions in order, jerkwad.
Okay. Let's see. Shop Troll says, Persona 3's expansion disc is being released in the U.S. on 422. Woo! Did you play Persona 3? You did, didn't you, Riff?
Persona
is that that
3.
One where you're like Japanese schoolboys who have to
shoot themselves in the head to summon their Pokemon? Yeah. Yeah, I played part of it. I didn't finish it. There's an add-on disc?
That's weird. Expansion disc, yeah. And then he says, are there any plans to revise Crossbow Fever so it's more useful? I keep thinking about just making it Disco Fever and applying it to all ranged weapons. You know. Katarina Devane says, is there a way to see who gave someone their custom title if they did not bestow it upon themselves? If not, there should be. Yeah, I wonder if the Managed Titles page shouldn't...
The Managed Titles page does. I think this person wants someone else who looks at your custom title to be able to somehow see who...
You don't think... Well, I mean,
I can understand them wanting that, but I don't know where we would put that that it wouldn't look dumb.
I mean, I know how to do it so it wouldn't look dumb. You can just make it a title attribute of that readout.
Yeah. Sure. Do that. Like, just so if you hover the mouse over it, it will pop up the little thing that says title bestowed by whatever.
I mean, I didn't know if it was an issue of where to put it or if to display the information.
I'm all about interface enhancements that do not visibly change anything.
I fear change. I didn't know if you didn't want the information to be displayed at all.
I think that's probably fine.
All right, well, I'll add that right now.
Roger Flint says, can you make it to where you can accept or reject titles others send you, or at least be able to choose from a list of names? I mean, you can choose from a list of names.
Go to your account menu. There's an option for it. If someone gives you a title you don't like, you're free to choose a different title that you might have or not use a title at all.
I do kind of agree that there should be a slight time delay before you can change it.
That it should lock you out of changing it.
For like 12 hours or something.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. If it wouldn't piss anybody off, I'd be all about it.
If we want it to be a fun griefing vector, it currently isn't really if you can immediately change the title.
Yeah, because I guess you could keep giving somebody the same title over and over again. If it was like a Mr. Accessory for, you know, a day, if it was 12 hours, it would be one Mr. Accessory per day that you wanted to force somebody to have a horrible title. That's kind of funny.
Conflict of interests, indeed.
Dragonbot says, hey, Jake, how about an item like the Rainbow Pearl/Tiki Idol with a limited number in the kingdom, but when the player gets beaten up, they lose it, and another player can find it? The problem with that is that it's just going to end up stuck on an inactive account if you have to do something to get rid of it, you know? No NM says, for April Fool's Day, you should animate random items as if they were ultra rares, like spider webs and whatnot, and deanimate the real ultra rares.
That wouldn't be hard to do at all.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like, hot stuff. Animate every item in the game.
Done.
It's vibrating. They're all vibrating so fast that you can't see it.
Just shake your head from side to side.
It's it refreshes at either 60 or 75 hertz.
Okay. What if you're looking at it in a photograph? Is it still animated?
Yes.
Okay.
The photograph is also refreshing.
Man, I was there's this guy that did this video walkthrough of Ultima 3 for the Nintendo.
Yeah.
It is weird to watch. Like, you're like, why am I watching this? But it's like, the guy's voice is a little annoying, but pretty soothing, and he's just very, very comprehensive. Like, use the up and down keys on the D-pad to select the items on this menu. Now we're going to go to add a member to the party. Later on, we'll see what the other ones do, but for now, the thing that we're going to do is add a member to the party.
Sounds like Bob Ross.
It is just weird. Like, but I watched like 45 minutes of it because I'm like, what? You know, and it's just like all these tricks, like, you want to hit the button for this spell when the ghoul's mouth is open especially wide. Because apparently the like RNG rolls depend on the frame of animation that's playing when you hit the button and stuff. And he's like discovered this and that, like, you know, it's like 3 or 4 hours worth of YouTube videos of him just playing all the way through Ultima 3 on the Nintendo.
Wow. The RNG thing is a pretty common occurrence in old video games.
Yeah.
Where they would use the frames of animation to see the RNG.
That's cool.
Huh.
Let's see. Tommy Tom says, I hate it when people in MMOs intentionally misspell their stupid character name because the one they wanted was already taken. And I don't mean replacing I with Y. In Guild Wars, I saw a character named One Tour Monk. He created that himself, or he named himself that because One True Monk was taken, and he wasn't creative enough to think of anything better than that.
Yeah, I see a lot of that on WoW as well. I mean, I've done that myself a couple of times, but I at least kind of feel like I did it in a clever way.
When I was creating an army of multis to abuse the Valentine's Day event, it really sucks that was the best way to do that. You know, like, create a bunch of level 1 characters to go. There were these Valentine's Day things that you could get once every hour per character, and they were tradable, and there was a chance of you getting some neat, rare items. So
it used to be much worse, by the way.
Did it?
The 1 hour buff used to be played.
A 1 hour of played?
Yeah.
But then, if it's 1 hour of played, I would rather it be 1 hour of played, right? Because then you can't multi-abuse it.
You can make a level 1 character, run it to a town, and then delete it once you've gotten the thing.
Oh.
Yeah. That was how it used to be. That's how people used to.
Oh, okay. So that is worse.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had to very creatively, because I also I refuse to use any name in World of Warcraft that is not 4 letters long. And it's really hard to come up with things that are like pronounceable.
And Kevin just that was the same goddamn name.
It was an accident.
I know, but it was still just.
We were like, hey, let's roll new characters on this server that my wife plays on, and I named mine G-H-I-L, and he named his G-H-U-L, completely independent.
both dwarves,
yeah.
Both, like, very similar looking, so yeah. we just came up with the story that we're brothers.
And plus, that's cute, because we can be all like, we're brothers, you know, because we can't be brothers in real life as much as we'd like to be.
That's true.
So, we can be brothers
in
the video
some
game.
Sort of terrible secret about our past.
About the secret of space.
Yeah, stand next to the stairs so
we can be protected.
So I named my multis Vowels and Vowels with a Z and Valm and
wow.
I had a bunch of other multis already that I just ran into various towns and stuff. But I did manage to get. I got all of us our romantic picnic baskets,
yep.
And I got my wife the fancy dress that she had her eye on, and I got I got her the familiar too, which Hot Stuff was all pissed off because he had been trying for forever on the other.
I got the non-combat pet on the first and only time I ever did that.
That's awesome.
Oh man, have you guys heard about that? That book that teaches you the skill to see fishing spawn points on your minimap. I went to go and get that, and like it was like, damn, this is gonna take a while, but I'll give it a shot. And I went to Zangarmarsh and found one, you know, rubbish pool, and fished in it twice. And on the second time, I pulled a box, and I opened that box, and it had the book in it.
Yeah, the drop rate's 50% in Zangarmarsh.
Really?
Yeah, it goes up the higher level of fishing area that you're in. So if you're like in the newbie zone, it's really low drop rate, but in the high level zones, it's really
that's interesting. I mean, so that kind of makes sense, right? Yeah. The less good it's going to do you, the easier it is to get. Because your fishing skill has to be pretty high, so, like, knowing where the pools are is not really helping you level.
That's true.
Have you tried to get a Mr. Pinchy?
A what?
I've tried. I fished up the item, and the first two times I used it, I got an angry Mr. Pinchy. And the second time, I got the benevolent Mr. Pinchy Guardian.
Protector.
Yeah, which died in two hits to a Karazhan spider.
What?
What are you talking about?
Okay, so you know where Skedas is in World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Up in Skedas, there are these pools that you can fish furious crawdads out of.
Okay.
And there's like a one in a godzillion chance of you fishing up this blue item called Mr. Pinchy. You know, it's a Simpsons reference.
Okay.
And at once every 3 days, you can use your Mr. You can try to elicit a wish from your Mr. Pinchy. And one of the things that you can get from this is a non-combat pet, which is a little lobster.
Oh, neat.
But there's other things, like there's an angry Mr. Pinchy where it summons a mob to come and attack you. And then there's one where it makes like a... It's like the bear of peasant collar.
Does it consume it?
Yeah, it has three charges. And
oh, okay.
You make a wish on it every couple of days.
I see.
I have never been able to find the blue item from fishing, even after spending hours.
I found one
fishing.
Once, and I fished it every day, basically, to get the food, not necessarily.
Those pools are hard to find, because those furious crawdads are... Once you hit a certain point of cooking, those are the only things that will level your cooking.
Go to the Gnome Town. You can get the recipe for mock Nathal short ribs.
Oh, will those still level you at that
yep.
point? Okay.
Yeah, they fixed that a while back. That used to be the case. Hmm. But
I was going to say, I never leveled up fishing on my main character, and I was able to get cooking all the way leveled up.
There
used to be some gaps where and there still are some lower, but they're, like, working on that.
Yeah, 2.4, they're going to fix that, too. It turns out that it's not the only way. You don't have to have fishing to get your skill up past 300, but you do have to run Dire Maul and farm a really good recipe.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, that reminds me of one of my new favorite things I saw the other day. That cooking quest that you get to choose either the barrel of fish or the box of meat. One of the things that drops out of the barrel of fish is the golden scale vendor fish.
Yeah,
but you can get that from regular fishing too.
I just love that name.
It sells for $6 too.
That's awesome.
If you're just like fishing in Outland, once in a while you'll fish up a golden scale vendor fish. It's a gray. $6.
There's a lot of like really low drop rate non combat pets in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
That was Hot Stuff's Christmas present, actually. I decided right. I was going to try and farm this, like, notoriously hard-to-get thing. You just sort of kill these, like, mid-level slimes, and one out of every 50 of them will drop a bag, and one out of every 100 of those bags has this non-combat slime pet in it.
That decreases your stats by 20 whenever you use it.
Yeah.
Your resistances. It decreases all your resistances. But I probably killed 40 or 50 of the things before it dropped. It was insane. It was like the third bag that dropped had the Oozling in it, and I was like, ha 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 ha. You know, he never would have been able to get it for himself. I had to bring my my measureless luck to bear.
See, that's the problem. That's why you design games with random chance in them, because your luck is so good in games that you've never had the situation where
the agony of the agony of bad RNG. Blizzbob says the heavy keg tank, when you don't look directly at it, looks kind of like an old time wooden ship with many billowing sails. Well, thanks for that.
There's a lot of things when you don't look at them look different.
Yeah. Boodle says, please, can we have an exciting Canadianity quest, like with the Gravy Barrow? Yes, you can. Riff has already written it. It's not done. I think that it might be time, and this sucks, because everything that I want to do now requires significant revamps to the fight code on the back end that are tons of work, and nobody sees anything except the minor bugs that get created as a result of that. speaking of which, did you push fight after that? I pushed fight.
I didn't push it, but if you pushed it after I changed it, then it's
was that item thing tested at all?
I tested it nominally, okay. And it seemed to be fine.
Okay. So, yeah, for a while, I standardized the way the things that let you run away for free in fights work, and what that did was it made it so if you funk slung one of those and an item that killed the monster, it was giving you credit for killing the monster and letting you run away and have it not take a turn. So that was undesirable. So now...
It's actually pretty desirable.
Well, sure. If the first item that you use either kills the monster or lets you run away, the second item will not fire.
And is not consumed.
So what we should do is we all of those runaway items could probably be unblacklisted from the second funk sling thing. What you will be able to do now is use a cracker on a monster and then run away from it for free in a single round. So you could conceivably farm monsters that you're too weak to fight in that way.
Oh.
But if you can afford an infinite number of crackers, you're probably not too weak to fight anything, I would think. So I don't know. And it's not totally abusable, you know, like it would be abusable in El Vibrato if it didn't use up a charge to actually go through the portal.
Right.
But it does, and largely because I did not want to open that exploit up. Noah M says, I heard that you gave out a bug finder blade for a bug involving the goatlet and oyster egg day. Could we know a little more about it? Yeah, this was pretty clever, actually.
I hadn't heard of this.
Infinite meat bug. Sort of. If you had a zone, not it was just the goatlet, and I can't think of any other zone that's like this, but there probably was one. If you had a zone such that there was a super likely that was firing every time you went to the zone, that there was an option to get out of it without spending a turn, right? Like the goatlet, if you go there and you try and, you know, you can either move the rocks, and if you got the mining outfit on, it will let you move them. Otherwise, you can leave without spending a turn. If you had not cleared out the path to the goatlet yet,
yeah,
and you kept hitting no, don't use a turn, it was rolling to see if it should give you an oyster egg every single time.
But
you did that.
The chance gets so low that that...
It does get, yeah, but it never gets to zero.
Oh, it doesn't go to zero.
So you could automate it.
Oh, I thought it went to zero at some
point. I mean, the thing is that it was not, it kind of approaches a theoretical limit based on the number of times that the script can run in a day, right? But still, it was not cool. It was like, you know, it was definitely farmable to our detriment, and it would have generated a fuck ton of extra eggs. But yeah, so I fixed that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed.
Are there any other... Did you fix it as a general problem, or should we look for other places?
It's fixed as a general problem. It's possible that if we ever did something like in the knob, where...
With the key.
The key, yeah. You could just keep hitting, you know, leave without spending a turn until you get the key.
You used to be able to...
Oh, try an adventure somewhere so that you couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was one of the very first bugs.
Oh, yeah.
I think you could even do it in the laboratory. I think if you tried to remote form submit something in the laboratory, I think it was still giving you the... Maybe not. I don't remember which zones were flagged to give you the key.
Jose Cuervo says, could you make the White Hat Hacker t-shirt adventure a choice adventure like the Bronze Breastplate adventure? I really don't need two in Bad Moon. Where's the White Hat Hacker t-shirt? Whitey's Grove. Probably. Yeah, I can look at it. Disky says, any chance that non-Moxie classes could be able to pickpocket? I know normally it wouldn't help, but if you're back farming or using Serum of Sarcasm, it might apply. No, that's a... There's no chance of giving non-muscle classes bonus hit points and non-miss classes the bonus MP innately. And no, sorry. Non-moxie classes cannot. Another fan says, I remember playing Battletoads when I was like 8 with my cousin. I doubt we got far, but I don't remember it being hard or getting frustrated. Yeah, you just didn't play it long enough. Even on an emulator, I never beat that first fucking, like, motorbike zone or whatever. Like, it was just... It is unforgivable to put in a level that you can only beat by memorization in a game with fucking limited continues. Get an arcade game.
Limited continues?
Sure. Yeah.
Ouch. There's a kind of a funny game called The Unfair Platform.
Yeah, whatever.
But, you know...
That game is sort of the, like, ghetto flash shadow of that I Want to Be the Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I Want to Be the Guy.
Oh, yeah. You have to see those videos. Those are amazing.
It's like a freeware game that's modeled after... It uses a lot of NES art and stuff, and it is just... The videos of it is fucking brutally difficult. It is brutally difficult, and apparently there are branches that go on for, like, hours and hours and hours and just turns out they're dead ends. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like... It's so mean, but the level design is awesome. It would be really neat if somebody made a fair version of that game, just so you could see the sort of cleverness. You know, there's like the level where you suddenly fall into a game of Tetris, and you have to like, while they're playing, you have to like dodge the pieces and wait until you can climb up
platforms to get over
to jump out at the exit, which is up by the like score.
And the bosses are like Mike Tyson from Mike Tyson's Punch Out and Mother Brain. And
there's the weird guy that it's like Zangief or something.
Yeah,
but except it's a boss fight like Kraid.
Yeah,
but the platforms that he throws are like Blanka. Like he throws out a Blanka and it sticks in the wall and you can stand on Blanka. That's funny. Max Van says, I agree with what Scully said about the cookbook idea a while back. It sucks to have to go back to the wiki to look up a recipe for something when I don't remember how I made it. Yeah.
We have talked about that a lot, and it's never come up with a particularly satisfying solution to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a storage space thing for the most part. Like... I don't know. Does the recipe table have recipe IDs?
Yes.
So we could just do a discovered recipes table.
We could.
We could do a bitmask.
No.
Yeah, you couldn't really do a bitmask. You'd have to have a translation. Why? You'd have to have a translation table that.
It's basically invisible. Just
we could do a bitmask across. Across variables, right? Like, there could be a variable that was which bitmask you were using, right? like a dual layer bitmask. You see what I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
any integer is like 32 of these recipes, but then there's another one that determines which 32 it is. Like the offset into the recipe
table. Storage space, that would totally be the thing that we were doing, but it's not that much more storage space. Right. Just use.
But what I'm worried about is like it's just another table that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and makes the backups take longer. And I mean, rollover is already back to like a fucking half hour a night on the fast nights. You know, and that's just going to keep getting worse. And
that's the price that we pay for, like, being able to restore the game should something happen.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
You know.
I found the weird bug in the function that I wrote to do this query. I'm trying to figure out what the hell's wrong with it.
It is probably something that we should do. It is probably something that, just from a user-friendliness standpoint, ought to be done.
I mean, I was surprised that we did the whole meat pasting thing, because that had been a sort of an ideological holdout for a long time, to just have every item in the game in the meat pasting list, and to change that was kind of a signal that we're willing to think about making the game friendlier, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because the thing is, we've always wanted the game to be friendly to...
No, I know,
players,
but like at
know,
the same
like
time, we also it was also a, it was kind of a complicated puzzle, you know, like kind of,
yeah,
not a particularly rewarding one.
And it's just that, you know, time came that you could have 1,000 items in your inventory at level 5, you
right.
know, and like, you know, not be able to find anything.
We broke Mafia when we did that.
Good, nah, not you know.
we don't hate Mafia.
But it is
we don't. It's
just we hate the protection money we have to pay.
Mr. Mongoose says, a clan option that allows you to change your clan name, or at least capitalization. Jose Cuervo says, there's a bottle of Chablis that appears only in the critical hit message of the wine racks of the Haunted Wine Cellar. Could that be made a special pickpocket item? Ditto corkscrew? Huh. That's kind of funny, actually. Wasn't there a corkscrew, though?
There is a corkscrew.
There is a corkscrew, right? Or is there?
Bottles of Bach.
715 people have olfaction, by the way. That took a long time. Yep, portable corkscrew. That's one of the St. Sneaky Pete's, I think. I did a good job of drawing one of those. I hardly ever draw anything that exists in the real world in such a way that I'm like, oh, wow, that's one of those things. Did you guys ever play that Weird in Television, like, football game, the handheld electronic game, or, like, Mattel? It was Mattel, like, electronic football. That just had little red red lights in it. They weren't even LEDs, I don't think. It was these little red hyphens, some of which represented players and some of which represented the ball.
Like little seven-segment displays or something?
No, just little dashes, little single hyphens that moved around. I never understood it because I never understood
the rules of football.
Yeah, the rules of football. Yeah, I just can't.
Maybe it was actually a European game, and you were trying to, like, figure out how to make field goals, and they were trying to make you figure out how to do penalty kicks. And that never the twain shall meet.
Never the twain shall mate meet?
Mate meet.
Never the twain shall
you
meet
should,
mate.
You should never mate with your meat.
What do you use to mate?
No, I meant your steaks.
Stakes are pretty high, man. Huh?
I'm reminded of stinkymeat.com.
I love that website.
I only ever saw Stinky Meat when it was on the Spark.
Yeah, it was picked up by the Spark folks.
And then he did the Stinky Feet project. Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah.
Like, the goal was to give himself the worst possible case of athlete's foot.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't... He walked around barefoot in a YMCA shower.
Oh.
And then put his feet in plastic bags for a couple weeks.
Ah!
Yeah. And it didn't, like, he didn't develop, like, a particularly nasty case of anything. His doctor was dubious about the potential dangers of the whole thing.
That's funny. Joandy says, were you guys still trying to come up with new demons? Because how about the I'm fucking Matt demon? I still need to watch the I'm fucking Ben Affleck video.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the response to that because I
heard it's not as good.
Really?
I've heard it's
See, I trust Jimmy Kimmel. I trust Jimmy Kimmel's execution more than Sarah Silverman.
I watched them both, and like the Sarah Silverman was okay, but while I was watching for the very first time the Sarah Silverman one, I was really bothered by the fact that they seemed very, very consciously not touching each other.
See, I didn't notice that at all.
Sometimes it's like, okay, if you're talking about, you know, you're fucking this dude, and then like, you never actually physically contact each other, like there's no like sitting in a lap or anything, like nothing that would indicate any kind of intimacy. Then it was just. It was just kind of a... I don't know what the... It just made it so much more fake.
Yeah, rang false.
Yeah. But then, watching...
Are you the kind of person that can't handle, like, porn if the intimacy doesn't seem genuine?
Watching Jimmy Kimmel and Ben Affleck walking in jean shorts with their hands in each other's back pockets. I was like, clearly this is the better video.
Weird says, I humbly request that you do not implement the staff of the Dutch oven. Please do not perpetuate the slighting use of the adjective Dutch. My people have suffered enough. Yes, not an attempt at reverse psychology. And feel free to make other staves, please.
Did we upgrade the version of PHP on dev?
No.
Okay. This is really weird what I'm going through. But it's not that big of a deal. So.
It is, I believe, a slightly different version on dub 5 now, but it's just a minor version difference. Yeah. So.
I was told one time by someone who is Dutch that when they split the bill, they call it going American. No, and I wasn't sure at the time whether they were just making fun of me or whether this was a true ism. I don't know what the answer is.
Remember that C-Lab where they just keep making fun of that Dutch guy?
No.
Yeah, it was awesome. So mean. I don't know anything about the Dutch. But, you know.
So they have
like their muffins.
Yeah, they have processed cocoa. That's awesome for the Dutch. Dutch processed.
That's one thing the Swiss missed.
Oh!
Yeah. Come on. How droll.
quite droll. Quite. Old chap.
Hawkeye says, "Hey, the gang, have any of you ever played Dwarf Fortress? It seems like it would be right up your collective alleys." I can't figure it out.
I can't deal with ASCII art games.
It's, I mean, I can. I like, Dwarf Fortress is apparently this just, like, you know, for the people who are into it, it's, like, super awesome. It's like NetHack, only instead of a character in a dungeon, you have, like, this world full of dwarves that are building a society in, you know, underground and having to deal with all of the things that the world has to offer. Like, but it's just... It's too high level for me in terms of gameplay. It's like I just don't want to play a game that I have to spend like an hour reading an instruction manual in order to even get started. And like it is very much a game like that. Like I feel like you could make a game that the gameplay was the same as Dwarf Fortress, only was introduced to you over what I'm sure current players of Dwarf Fortress would think of as an incredibly tedious introductory tutorial sequence that, you know, maybe you can skip later, but yeah, it's just, I can't do it. I keep thinking, you know, I should really play Dwarf Fortress, and then I download it, and I install it, and I'm like, oh, right. It spends so much time creating this world that it takes 15 or 20 minutes to, like, generate a world, so I tab out and start doing something else while it's coming up with a, you know, an actual... you know, climatologically feasible world for these people to fuck around in.
Join the whole Big Bang process.
Yeah, it's starting from nothing, and so like the reason it takes so long is half or two thirds of the universes that it creates just never sustain life at all. So it's like, you know, it has to
that's
start
like
over.
Simmer.
Once it gets to the heat death, it's like, well, fuck. You know.
Well, most things, whenever they get to heat death, they're like, well, fuck.
Yeah, I guess that's really all you can say.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you can't at that point.
Because you're already too cold to be alive.
Yeah.
You
know,
maybe you can say it, just no one can hear you, because by that point, all the particles are too far away.
Right. Mayathin says, "Can the evil golden arches be made multi-use?" Yeah, I knew somebody was going to ask that. Fighting Style says, "Okay, why is the bottle of used blood a quest item? Because I don't want you to be able to save them up for future ascensions. That's why." And Naked Jew says, "I can has Hobopolis, pretty please. One of these days, Naked Jew."
There's a flowchart on a whiteboard.
There is a flowchart on a whiteboard. Drabber says, "What happened to the Con 4 in-game item? You know what? Zly sent me that list yesterday. I didn't do it yesterday."
Why does pushing the dub 5 take so goddamn long?
Does it?
Yeah. I'm hanging on it right now.
Weird.
Hanging on its every word.
It hadn't been taking.
Yeah, I finally figured out what I did wrong with that query. I'm pushing the change out for the custom titles, showing the who they were bequeathed by, the title thing.
That wasn't... So that showed up on dev.
What?
The bequeather, didn't it?
It does in the account menu, but not... The thing they wanted was people... If you go to someone's public profile page, they wanted some way to know if someone had who bequeathed that title upon them.
I see.
And now they should be able to see it once everything finishes pushing out, which is taking forever. Right, there it goes.
I can see it now. That's weird. I don't know. Maybe I thought for a while that maybe the pre-compiler hadn't gotten installed on Dub 5, and so if it's what happens with like a dual uptime?
I don't know. We'll find out. Eek, there is
wow,
my
load on 5 is 80 times load on the
nice.
Other boxes.
Let's man. See what kind of processes are running on Dub 5.
Is it 1,000 copies of PHP? 1,200 billion Apache servers?
I can never remember my motherfucking password to talk to this guy.
It feels like you got like a sexy new computer setup thing going on here.
That's right.
He has just a bajillion screens now.
I've got all the gigabytes.
I think the swap file might be full on Dub 5. KSwapD0 is taking up pretty much the entire CPU time.
Oh, like it's out of RAM. It's configured slightly differently than other boxes.
Yeah. I think we should take it down and let...
I don't know. If he tells me to, I will. Yeah, that's a problem, though. Because...
Yeah.
You know, that's weird, because we had...
Repeat adventure.
We forced stress test it when we first rolled it out, and we had 500 or 600 people on there.
Yeah.
I wonder if the database slowing down causes processes on the web server to slow down to the point where there are too many Apache processes running or something.
Hmm. There were 8 pages of Apache processes, which really is a very bad way to say that, but I don't know if that's more or less than normal, though.
Were they all shedding single tears?
Yes.
Next to the highway. I get it. Apache.
Yeah. Someone said that Dub 5 is slow as molasses since rollover.
Yeah. Well, I've told good old Geoff right here now. Oh, fucking game. Fucking game, not only worst name for a product ever,
sure.
Because it's a fucking acronym that when you pronounce it, it sounds like a totally different fucking word. Also, if you have any goddamn mouse over, like, title windows on game, and you switch to another window, that fucking mouse over stays out in front of everything until you go back into game and make it go away.
I haven't used game in, like, a year.
I don't think that's the worst name for a
I mean, I guess it could be
like
Shit Raper or whatever.
No, the
I mean,
GIMP. The GIMP is more poorly
yeah,
named.
Yeah, I think that is a pretty poor
Why?
Name for a product.
Because do they not want anyone to take it seriously as a product?
I mean GIMP is a really important piece
GNU
of software.
It's not Unix, you know?
Like no, but seriously, though, GIMP is a pretty important piece of software in that it provides people with basic image editing capabilities
right.
without charging them $700 goddamn dollars.
Yeah.
Like, it does everything.
They do have a free demo of Photoshop now, actually.
But it's
does
still
it,
not...
Does it open animated dice?
Probably not.
Yeah, like, for everything
bullshit.
That I ever need to do that involves editing images, which is admittedly low numbers of things, the GIMP works fine. And I have it installed on all the machines that I do work on.
Yeah, no, I mean, I occasionally will use it for certain things. Over
yeah. I mean, if I'm more familiar with Photoshop, having literally grown up with it, I think I used literally right that time, did I? As I did grow up having and using Photoshop due to the fact that I helped my mom with graphic arts business? Is that how you say that?
Yes, sure.
Anyway, and I wish I could afford Photoshop or could justify spending money on Photoshop.
Right.
And it's totally not worth asking you to give me Photoshop because I
Yeah, because you use it once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And the GIMP always takes care of you. That said, you are kind of a power user, and so I can't deal with GIMP just because I'm like, okay, where the fuck is anything in this interface?
You
it's not
shop.
Yeah, it's something that makes GIMP. I mean, Photoshop totally bewilders me too, so it's not gonna Paint Shop Pro, man, all the way.
I mean, and you've already paid for it and you're familiar with it, so you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But
Oatgen says And I think this question is only going to apply to me and Riff, because it's, what are the best and worst brands of cigarettes you've ever tried? I've had Newports by accident, and I'm hooked on Durham Blacks. Riff smokes Salem,
Durham
so he's...
Durham Blacks are good.
My wife Salem occasionally Lights. Has a Durham Black. I never really smoked cloves. I went straight to Camel filters when I started smoking, because I was like, yeah, this makes me more badass than all these goths and all these frat boys smoking fucking Marlboro Lights.
I think probably the worst cigarette I ever had was a Camel, like filtered, but not like a Camel Light or anything, that had been sitting on the bookcase for like 3 months.
By its, like, out of a
well, no, the packet was there, but
it must have been really desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing about cigarettes is you know you can't leave them laying around because you will eventually smoke them. So,
they really go bad.
They get really stale and dried out, and it's they're not good. They're not especially good out of a fresh pack because they're kind of damp when you first open a pack. But like over the course of the first day that a pack of cigarettes is open, that's when a cigarette is really at its best. In my mind,
you're a connoisseur.
I was. I have not had a cigarette in multiple calendar years. I think at this point. Yeah, it's been.
That's not true. You did smoke a little bit during White Wednesday, but you were justifiably smoking.
Yeah. No, I was actually smoking a little bit in jail, but that was more than 2 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
That was. I mean, that's what I was basing on. I'm pretty sure because I actually smoked regularly again for about a month. I would say around the holidays of that year. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure why that happened or how.
It was probably because of White Wednesday.
Well, I mean, I definitely remembered.
OMG.
Yeah, I'm going to go have a cigarette.
No, that was completely justified.
Yeah, no. That was mostly just, that was the only thing I had handy to kill myself with. Guys, this is going to take a while.
Have you seen the new ad campaign against cigarettes?
No.
That the cigarettes don't always kill you. They can just sometimes cause you to lose a lung or...
Oh, right. That guy with his jaw, like the guy with no lower jaw. I'm going to see if Amp Retooled is ready. I'm going to, I don't know. We should see if he can...
I'm going to take WWW5 down for now. Cause
take it out of the rotation.
Yeah, just okay. Now. I'll put it back up in an hour or so, just because people are complaining about it.
Alrighty. Let's see. I'm going to, this song. I need to pick a song. We can go out on Rumal Nuraku again, because we haven't heard that in a while, and we're all together again.
Alright,
we'll see you kids. I'll see you Monday. We'll all see you again on Thursday.
See ya.
Have a great
Bye.
Night, everybody. Ring ding 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 It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's over the moon and set the show. Oh no, I know the dirty word. Bang, 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 bang
Ring ding dang dang, 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 ring ding dang dang